Well, you'll find establishments like them in just about every neighborhood, a movie theater, a nightclub, maybe a skating rink, and the east side of Kansas City is no exception. But sometimes these places get a bad rap over time, and justified or not, it doesn't go away. Joe Louis Maddox serves as historian for Kansas City's Historic Preservation Commission. He's here today to tell some of the stories and reasons behind why some great places ended up with such lousy reputations. Joe Louis, welcome back to Up to Date. So nice to have you here.
Glad to be here.
We'll start us off here by painting a picture of what the East Side was like back in the 1950s, Joe Louis. I mean, what kind of businesses were open back then?
Well, we had a lot of businesses that were owned by black people, and the Green Duck was one of them. And the Green Duck was
the Green Duck Lounge over, where is that?
On 26th and Prospect.
Yeah.
And so Leon Jordan was sort of the master bartender, politician, whatever you wanted him to be, state representative, former policeman.
Who founded Freedom Inc., the East Side Political Club.
Right next door to the Green Duck. Mm-hmm. And I brought Richard Talbot along because Leon was a mentor of him. I got a chance to meet and know a lot about Leon, but I was not as close as Richard Talbot was because they were quite connected.
Well, the Green Duck is one of the places you're going to talk about when you make your presentation at the library coming up this weekend on Sunday at 2 o'clock. Why is it on your list?
Well, it's on the list because it was a great place. But and even when Leon was there, people have told me it had a bad reputation. It had a bad reputation because you could go in there and there was fighting and so forth and so on. And it was on Prospect. Now, during this time, the 50s, Prospect had become the main street for African Americans. But in some locations, there was some places that teenagers actually wanted to go and could not go. And the Green Dock was one, but it was a fun place.
And after Leon Jordan was killed outside, that probably didn't help matters very much.
That's true. But the period that we're talking about, when we talk about the Isis Theater and the Carver Theater and the Inferno Lounge. Mm-hmm. And
we'll talk about each of those. Yeah.
Yeah, those are back in the 50s. And they were a lot of fun places, but they had bad reputations on the side.
Well, let's get a sneak peek of some of the places that you'll be talking about on Sunday. And again, I should point out that Joe Louis Maddox will present Great Places with Bad Reputations on Sunday at 2 o'clock at the Lucille Bluford branch of the Kansas City, Missouri Public Library. That's at 3050 Prospect Avenue, 2 o'clock on Sunday. And while I'm mentioning all this, I want to get our listeners involved here. What places do you remember in Kansas City that you thought had a reputation that it didn't deserve? Give us a shout, 816-235-2888, or tweet us at KCUR Up to Date. Let's get a sneak peek of some of the places you'll be talking about Sunday, Joe Louis. The Castle Theater, you've mentioned here, at 1500 East 12th Street. It was a decent-sized theater, like what, almost 800 seats, right?
Yeah.
Tell us about it.
Well, the Castle Theater was an old theater, but now it was on Paseo, 12th and Paseo. And a long time ago, you know, there was a song called Going to Kansas City, standing on the corner of 12th and Vine.
That's
and
right.
Pretty little women there. And these women were not ushers or church women. So that whole area kind of had a bad reputation for kids to go to. And you got the Castle Theater located in that area. So many parents did not want their kids to go to the Castle Theater. But the Castle Theater had some management problems, which caused people to say, well, you know, you stay away. But it was a fun place. I mean, it was kind of, you know, I mean, they didn't check on you too much and so forth and so on. But the main reason it was in the wrong location because it was close to 12th Street and Vine. That was the main thing about that I found out about the Castle Theater.
But it was a beautiful theater.
A beautiful theater. I mean, it was had almost everything. It was on the first in the African community. Because after the castle came the gym and then the Lincoln and Lincoln and there was another one somewhere down in 18th and Vine, but those were the theaters that I know and many people can remember.
Well, as you mentioned, Joe Louis, Richard Tolbert, a longtime political activist in Kansas City, is with you here today. What do you recall of the Castle Theater, Richard?
I went there as a child, maybe 4 years old. I remember a scene from one movie, but that was the only time I was ever in the place. But I lived at the Green Duck, about upstairs.
Is that right? And what did your parents tell you about the Green Duck?
Well, my parents weren't politically involved. I met Leon Jordan on my own after my sophomore year in college. This was 1964, during the Goldwater Lyndon Johnson campaign. And at school, I had heard that politics speaker, Stanley Elkins, wrote a book on slavery. The title of the book was Slavery, and he said politics was going to be the next important phase of the civil rights movement. So I said, oh, well, then I'm going to get active in politics when I go home for the summer. And I asked around. I worked as a lifeguard out at Soule Park, and one of the supervisors there knew Leon. I said, would you – no, I asked him. I said, will you introduce me to some politicians? This is an important point of my story. And thank God he introduced me to the right ones, because there were two sets, the good ones and the bad ones. And Leon represented the good sets. So he introduced me to Leon Jordan in the summer of 1964. And we hit it off right away. I adopted him as my, I guess, grandfather.
And well, does the Green Duck deserve the reputation it has today, then, in your view?
Well, not while Leon Jordan was there. He, you know, was a former police officer, first one black man to ever make lieutenant.
Right.
And then he went off to Africa and trained police officers and constables and pilots over in Africa. Made a fortune, I gather, came back to Kansas City, I think in the late 40s, early 50s, and bought property on the corner there, 26 and Prospect, both sides of the street, from a guy I believe named Tim Moran. And the Green Duck had existed before Leon Jordan, but I think once he came along, it was just a neighborhood bar and not a rowdy one. You know, he maintained good order. And you would meet all kinds of big-time politicians in there, governors, senators, county executives, would come by to talk to Leon.
Wow.
No, Tom Eagleton, I know, was there.
Wow.
Governor was there. I think Stuart Symington, I think, was there once.
But again, Leon Jordan's murder outside the Green Duck back in the early 70s, that sort of changed things, though, didn't it?
Before, while Leon was living, my research and talking to people, when Leon was living, the Green Duck was a great place because Leon operated it as a political headquarters, but it had a bad reputation. Most people that you talk to, many will smile and say, I went to the Green Duck before I got baptized. The Green Duck was among those that had bad reputations starting in the 50s. Now, the Green Duck is more important because of the people that Leon Jordan, when he became a political leader and a godfather of politics in Kansas City, he made those people come to the Green Duck to get his support and the black vote. But during the time that I understand, the Green Duck had a bad reputation, along with Rhythm Lanes on Truce, along with the Inferno on Truce, along with the Log Cabin on Prospect. All those places were fun places, but they had bad reputations.
That's what we're talking about here, fun places with bad reputations. If you want to join our conversation with a recommendation, 816-235-2888 is the phone number here. Greg from Kansas City, Missouri, good morning.
Good morning. My place was Rhythm Lane Roller Rink, and he just mentioned it. Say he stole my thunder, but I was back there in the late 60s, early 70s. And it took a lot of convincing for my parents to let me go up there. And I could only go up there in the afternoon. So that's my two cents.
Where was it, Greg?
27th and Truce. Well, and actually, 26th and Truce. It was only 27th and Truce.
And the bad reputation was based on what?
Well, they did have a couple of altercations there every now and then. But the owner kept it safe. The floor guards kept it safe. I actually became a floor guard up there, and to me it was a safe place, but there were a few altercations there from time to time.
Okay. And that's on your list, Joe
Lewis.
That's
on the list. And we're talking about Truce. And when we talk about Truce, we're also talking about Rhythm Lanes. We're talking about the Jewel Box. We're talking about the Inferno.
That's next on my list, the Inferno.
All those were fun places, but they had bad reputations. I mean, you could go there for fun. And sometimes there may be a little cursing, loud cursing on the inside. and they had bouncers and so forth. But it was just like, you know, you want to go to a fun place, but, you know, it's something might happen, and everybody was kind of ready.
Well, the Inferno was just down the road at 4038 Truce from where we are right now. Tell me about the Inferno. It was a club. What kind of place was it?
Well, it was a club, and I would say when I was going there, it sort of catered to people from the South, blue-collar people, people who worked for the city, people who, you know, kind of countrified in what we call in the black community.
Mm-hmm.
They love beer and they love wine and so forth. Now, in my opinion, what I found out, people from the country were different in their drinking, you know, what they drank. People from Kansas City like scotch and all the type of stuff. They love jazz.
Right.
And so you're dealing with almost two cultures. And one
people from the country weren't scotch drinkers.
In my opinion, I found out most of them were, well, wine, you know, whiskey, so forth. And, you know, not knowing that much about mixed drinks.
Richard Tolbert, what do you remember of the Inferno at 4038 Truce?
I have to keep going back to Leon Jordan. When I met Leon Jordan in 1964 and started following him around, like I said, like a happy puppy, he owned a bar and a tavern and a liquor store,
mm-hmm.
but he did not drink. And he said, if you own a bar, people always want to buy you a drink. So you have to just not drink or else you'd be walking around drunk all the time. And I think after that, I stopped drinking at all. I never drank very much. You know, when you go off to college, they let you drink and you mm-hmm. can. But after that, I didn't drink at all. So I don't hang out in bars. I didn't hang out in bars then. I don't now.
It didn't, as good as it was, it didn't survive, Joe Louis, the Inferno. What was happening that started keeping people away?
Well, I tell you, you know, integration, during this time we had issues on open housing and public accommodation.
Right.
And so black people with money and actually who wanted to, you know, taste what was going on in other communities just start deserting the African-American community.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, clientele would go down, but they were not able to reestablish some of the reputations that they had. When the community was limited.
Yeah.
And that would be the same way. Now, about Leon Jordan, I found out a couple of years ago that Leon Jordan owned the Carver Theater, which is right across the street from the Green Dub.
Hmm.
And so he was a businessman, plus being all the other things that we hear about him.
Well, I have to ask about a place that you include in your presentation of great places with bad reputations, the Rhythm Lanes Skating Rink. I'm thinking a skating rink? I mean, really, this is a place you normally think of as fun for kids and families. Why do you include it in your lecture, Joe Louis?
Because just what the gentleman who called in.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a fun place, but parents wasn't so sure about the safety of
yeah.
the kids.
Yeah.
I'm sure the parents, the kids said, mother and father is good. They got guards on the inside. They got guards on the outside. But every once in a while, you read in the call newspaper something about maybe a fight or something that was rumored was going on at Rhythm Lanes. And parents were just, you know, didn't allow, but kids sort of escaped to the Rhythm Lanes because it was a place where you could go for fun.
What other places, besides the Green Duck, the Rhythm Lane Skating Rink, what other businesses survived bad reputations?
That's about all the businesses that I've listed are gone,
mm-hmm.
so they didn't survive. The Green Duck is the only one that did survive. But the interesting thing is that people like to talk about them because it was a fun world to go to these places, such as the log cabin on 31st Street, and you had the party house on 31st Street, and these are things that people my age and maybe in their 50s can talk about the fun that we had at these places.
Mm-hmm.
But they're all gone. But there's something that we want to bring up and get people to talk about and remember.
There's a whole notion of rumors here and how rumors play a huge factor in the life of these places. Once a place gets a reputation, rumors start swirling. Tell me about rumors and how that influential they can be with some of these places.
Well, one rumor was, this is a joke. One rumor is that in one of the theaters, I mean, mice would come up and ask for popcorn. That was a rumor. But
meaning the place was infested. You don't want to hang out there.
Right. Mm-hmm. But it still was a fun place. And, you know, if they came up, you'd say, no, no, get away. Yeah. But you still could have fun there. So some of them, there were rumors. Most people don't talk about the rumors. They start to talk about the fun that they had.
Mm-hmm. How did you get started working on a project like this?
Well, number one, I'm on the Kansas City Historic Foundation, and, we're always interested in preserving buildings. And so the Green Duck, along with Lincoln High School and some other places, have great stories to tell. And this story was connected to Leon Jordan. So it came up for a vote at the Landmarks Commission, and it was approved because of the building being connected to him.
I was going to say the Kansas City City Council approved a measure to place it on the city's historic register. That's going to preserve it for a long time to come.
Right, right. That means that no government funds can be used to tear it down.
Let's go back to some calls here. Ken from Liberty. Ken, welcome to Up to Date.
I don't know if it necessarily had a bad rep in the wider community, but amongst me and my friends, there was a bar/restaurant, didn't know much about it, called Baby Doe's on the hill. It was in Wyandotte, and it was Wyandotte County. It was in on the hill opposite opposite I-35 of the Memorial Arch there.
Mm.
And it just had a, we didn't know what it was, but we know we all wanted to go there. And it just had a horrible reputation. And, you know, it closed early in the early 80s, late 70s. I don't know why. I don't know much about it. I was wondering if your guests knew anything about it.
What was the reputation of the place, Ken?
It was amongst me and my friends, we just thought it was some kind of, I don't know what, like drugs or,
yeah,
or what. We didn't know. We had no idea what went on there. We just know we wanted to go, and we knew we couldn't.
And I imagine that's part of the allure of these places, right,
right,
Joe Lewis, that
right,
once it gets a reputation, people want to go check it out.
Right, because once your parents say, this is a bad place, don't go.
You want to go.
You want to go.
Have you heard of Baby Doe's and Wyandotte County?
No, I'm from the Missouri side, and I know very little about the history,
yeah,
of the African-American community or the Kansas City, Kansas in general.
We'll have to leave our conversation there. Joe Lewis Maddox serves as historian for Kansas City's Historic Preservation Commission. He presents Great Places with Bad Reputations on Sunday at 2 o'clock at the Lucille Bluford branch of the Kansas City, Missouri Public Library, 3050 Prospect Avenue. To reserve a seat, go to kclibrary.org. Joe Lewis Maddox, always good to have you here. Richard Tolbert, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.